Well, we got an edge straight now. And you look, were you here at Bible school or? No. What's your name?
TJ.
Oh, okay. You just look familiar to me. You've been around here before, haven't you? Yeah, okay. Have a seat. Yeah. You might be able to help me here. I managed to go off with some of the things that I was going to need here. So we're going to use a couple of hymnals here. We've got a project, a building project going on here. We're going to take a couple of hymnals here, and we're going to set these up like this. And then we're going to try and make a bridge, and I forgot what I was going to. We're going to have the cow walk across the bridge. So we're going to take, and we're going to put a piece of paper on here, and then we're going to take the cow and see if he can walk across. Well, let's see. Let's take and put it this way. Maybe this will help. We'll put it like that, and we'll take that, and we'll. Oh my, well, that cow doesn't, yeah. Now then, given more time, the challenge would be for me to ask you if you could build a bridge. Take that piece of paper and make it so that it would be a bridge. But I'm not going to take that time right now. I'm going to show you that it is possible. So now then, bear with me, everyone. We're going to take this and we're going to... You've worked with paper. Thank you, David. You've worked with... Huh?
Yeah, he's going to entertain us.
David's going to... He sees really things. He sees anything that's like a microphone. And he's got it and starting to perform.
I hope that this series will... later on, we've had some good performers here.
People will remember, and we've done a lot of kids things, and we need to start doing that again, because I'll bet part is to really perform. Does he perform enough? Yeah. His dad was one of the performers in the things that we had here at church. Douglas was one of the performers. Jamie used to be a child performer, and Robert was a child performer. You wouldn't know that today. It's so reserved and retiring. Okay, now suppose we take this now. We take this and we take it and we put it there. Let's see if where's the cow? Where's the cow?
Oh, here's the cow. Do you suppose? Let's see. Ah! We now have a bridge that will hold the cow. Now, so what? Well, the thing that we need to remember is sometimes we feel like we're like that piece of paper. We've got a task to perform, and yet we just don't really feel up to it. We try to put ourselves in place and let ourselves be used to do that sort of thing, and we say, sometimes we don't even do that. We say, I can't do it because I'm nothing more than, well, I just don't have what it takes. I'm not strong enough, or I'm not good enough. And what we need to realize is sometimes we're just the raw material that needs to be molded, that needs to be worked until we are the same thing. We've got the same thing. We've got the same piece of paper we had before, but now we're capable of doing something. We've been prepared. And, of course, where all of this is going is that in the church, there are things that we find ourselves up against, or even in our lives, things that we find ourselves up against that we think we're not up to. But if we were to go to God and go to Him and say, God, you know, I'm really not up to this now, but this is something that I think you can help me with. And we let God take over our lives, and then He can mold us and He can work us in ways so that we can get done what needs to be done. Okay. And, you know, sometimes, actually, we're already prepared. God's already done all the molding, and what we need is the task. And we need to go to God and say, we need to, God, use me. Okay. So what I want you to know is that, one, is you are raw material that's capable of doing some great things if you let God continue to work with you, and that sometimes you're already ready to do great things if you'll just let God help you. Okay. Thank you.